Election night in the nation's capital is like New Year's Eve everywhere else. Washington, D.C. is a company town. The company is the federal government. And a new CEO means it's time to party. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolfe suggests you look to the candidate states before setting up the buffet.
The exotic possibilities for election parties this year are endless, kind of like the campaign itself. As the epicure Briat Savarin said, "Tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are." So, if you don't know the candidates by now, the food in Senator John McCain's Arizona has been influenced by that of its neighbors in Sonora, Mexico, and by the large Hopi and Navajo populations. So, for a GOP party, we're talking chilies, corn, squash, and beans. Think enchiladas, green chili stew, and maybe a nice cactus appetizer. Adding touches of Alaska is easy. 90% of the country's wild salmon comes from Governor Sarah Palin's home state. Fish tacos, anyone? Or maybe moose meat chili? I'd stay away from anything with whale blubber. Set up a centerpiece of giant vegetables. In the summer, some Alaskans grow 30-pound cabbages and 200-pound pumpkins. I guess that's what happens when you have 20 hours of daylight. For dessert, bear paw-shaped cookies. For the Democrats, fusion cuisine to reflect the places Senator Barack Obama has lived. And throw in some crab cake appetizers for Senator Joe Biden's Delaware. Deep dish pizza with pineapple would unite Hawaii and Chicago. But do you really want to go there? For a luau, Hawaiians roast a whole pig in an underground pit lined with lava rocks. This is hard to do in an urban neighborhood. So maybe an oven-roasted pork loin. Or bake a whole fish in coarse salt. Both fish and salt are Hawaiian specialties. Sweet and savory Korean barbecue is wildly popular in Hawaii and good for a crowd. With a Hawaiian theme, you do face the poi problem. The thick gray paste made from taro root is the main starch of the islanders' diet. Substitute sweet potatoes. Dessert is obvious. Baked Alaska. Flambé. By the time you've cleaned up, well, take a deep breath. It will only be a few months until the 2012 campaign season starts.
Weekend Edition food commentator, Bonnie Wolfe.
I'll bring you love.